Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show. This podcast is sponsored by the Epigraph Literary Festival. The Epigraph Literary Festival is a three-day virtual event that introduces readers to authors with new and upcoming books and hosts genre and lifestyle theme sessions. They host a spring-summer festival in April and a fall-winter festival in September. If you missed the festival, you know they have you covered because now you can sign up to watch the replays. There are two options for the replays. You can get an April 23rd replays for $25 and watch all the sessions on demand, or you can get a premium festival bundle for $40, which includes April 23 replays plus replays from April and September 22 festivals. So that's three festivals for the price of $40. With each replay, you can binge watch authors sharing about their books in general through sessions, access to lifestyle sessions such as like a cheese plate and brunch bore, demonstrations, entertaining, journaling, self-care sessions, and more. The What to Read Next podcast listeners get an exclusive 10% discount for their purchase if you use the code What to Read Next, and you can sign up for the festival, which is happening the week of April 27th to the 29th, or you can buy the replays by going to epigraphlitfest.com. And now let's get to the show. Hi, Mary. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name's Mary Winters, and like I said, I'm so excited to be here today to talk a little bit about my book, Murder in Postscript. It released last month on March 28th, and it is the first book in the Lady of Letters series. It's a Victorian mystery, and it is set in London, 1860.
So what was your process of deciding to do historical mystery? Like, you know, because there's like the mystery aspect, but there's also the historical research and identifying like even the time era that you're going to do it and location and setting. So,
yeah. You know, I was inspired by a trip that I went on in 2019, and I have read historical romance and historical mystery for a long, long time. But at the time I went on my trip, I was writing in the cozy mystery genre. And when I went to London with my family in 2019 and saw all these places that I had read about, especially when I was, 18, 19, 20, it just kind of reawakened that era for me and connected it with me and just reminded me how much I loved it. And I came home from that trip that summer, and that fall I started writing Murder in Postscript just to see if I could do it. And I was thrilled when my agent liked it and told me to keep on writing it. And so I did. I kind of worked on it on the side while I was writing a cozy mystery. So
talk to us about your writing journey. You start with cozy mysteries, and like, were you a cozy mystery reader, or is something you stumble upon? You're like, you know, like these are cozy, they're comforting, and there is also, you know, murder.
Right, right. No, it is such a comfort. Cozy reads are so comforting, I think, because you have the puzzle, and that kind of satisfies one piece of your brain, but then you have all these nice cozy vibes that give you the other element of setting, or you know, learning a new occupation or traveling to a different place. And I mean, especially during the pandemic, I just read cozy mysteries almost solely. That's what I was reading. And so I enjoy cozy mysteries. I still read them. And I think that Murder in Postscript is very cozy-esque because it has the amateur sleuth. It has the additional occupation of her being an agony aunt and answering questions at the penny paper. So it satisfies both parts of my brain and hopefully readers too.
This is exciting. So let's talk about Murder and Postcard. We talked a little briefly about it. That has an amateur sleuth and it has like all the different aspects in the Victorian. But what can we expect from this first installment and from the future installments? Like, you know.
In this first installment, we really see Amelia Amesbury. That's my sleuth. We see her just engaging in murder via her letters. So she has this secret occupation. She's actually a countess and has expectations in that role. But she has this secret occupation as an agony aunt. And one of her readers writes to her and asks her if she could meet in St. James's Park because she has witnessed a murder and she really has nowhere else to turn. She herself is a lady's maid and maybe doesn't feel comfortable going to Scotland Yard and saying what she saw. And so she turns to Lady Agony. And of course, Amelia feels like she can't let her down. This woman has nowhere else to turn. And so she goes to meet her at the park. And that's where she finds that her reader has died and been murdered herself. And so she knows that she must find justice for this reader. So that's really where that starts everything for Amelia. And, you know, she has answered a lot of questions in her column and she feels like she can take on this problem as well. There is also sort of a hunky Marquess and he helps her along in her investigations. I love romance. So there's a little bit of that in the novel and in the series. So.
Oh, I love it. I love when you incorporate romance too, like the mystery part. Now, mm-hmm. as a fellow romance reader, I always like thrive for the love story, you know? And a lot of times with historical mysteries, they're slow burn. Like you just like, you root for them. You're like, when are they going to kiss? When are they going right. to see each other? You know?
Right. So. Right. No, I'm a huge fan of romance and historical romance as well. And so I incorporate that into my writing because I enjoy it too. I think it gives us not only like the slow burn effect, but also it lets us see a little, a different side of the sleuth. Like usually we see that analytical side where they're figuring out the puzzle and solving the murder. But I think that the romance also shows us that different side, what they want, you know, in their personal relationships. So I like that.
There we go. All right. Do you have any books to recommend our listeners to pick up?
You know, I know when I filled out the interview sheet, I had talked about some romance reads that I thought had very bookish heroines that I thought might be good fits for your listeners. And let's see, some of those. Well, I've read a couple Emily Henry books that I thought both had bookish vibes, and they were beach reads. And Book Lovers, both of those by Emily Henry, I thought were wonderful romances, but also explored the world of books and publication. And so I thought both of those might be good reads. I just read a historical romance by Mimi Matthews last fall that was wonderfully bookish. And let's see, what was the title of that one? The Belle of Belgrave Square. Yeah. And I thought that was perfect because you have your romance, but then you also have this literary mystery at the heart of the novel, which it's kind of a surprise at the ending. So I don't want to talk too much about the plot, but I thought that was very well done. So many romances, I think, have that secondary mystery that is fun to explore as a mystery writer myself. And The Christmas Bookshop was another one that I had listed in my recommendations. And that was a modern romance, but I loved the setting of Edinburgh in that one. That's been a while ago that I read it, but I remember at the time reading and thinking, I want to go to Edinburgh. I want to see this. It was just, it just immersed you in that setting. And the bookshop setting was wonderful. I just wished I lived there after reading that book. So
yeah. These are great recommendations. I love that they're bookish themed, you know, so, and I do want to go to Edinburgh. I read quite a few books set in Scotland, and I'm like, I just want to go and see, have a literary adventure.
Exactly. It's on my bucket list. I was so close when I was in London. After I read that book, I just kicked myself. I thought, oh, I could have taken a day trip up there.
It is all good. So maybe future planning.
So. Yeah. Right. Right. Maybe I have to do some research over there. And yeah.
Awesome. So tell us where you can find me online.
You can find me online on Instagram and Facebook at Mary Winters Author. And you can find me on my webpage at marywintersauthor.com.
Thank you, Mary, for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other book recommendations, please visit whatyourinextblog.com. Thank you so much for listening and happy reading.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What Your Next Podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyourinextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.